This is the Friendly Debaters with Emma,
Madison,
Emily,
and Jaden.
In today's episode, we are talking about the plastic straw debate.
Globally, an average of 8 million tons of plastic escapes collection systems, winding up in the environment and eventually the ocean. Once there, some land and currents shred plastic debris into smaller particles called microplastics, which absorb and concentrate toxic chemicals up the marine food chain and into our bodies.
Corporate plastic bans are also quickly gaining momentum. Companies like Starbucks, Aramark, and American Airlines are vowing to stop offering plastic straws. Other companies aren't just cutting back on straws. On Tuesday, food service giant Aramark, a company that operates in schools, prisons, hospitals, and businesses in 19 countries around the world, vowed to reduce its straw use 60% by 2020.
They're everywhere. And like bottle caps, plastic straws float. They threaten wildlife and contribute to the growth of the ocean plastic epidemic.
Some straws drift out to sea, becoming just one more piece of the 79,000-ton colossal floating iceberg of trash called the Great Pacific Garbage Patch.
I don't think that they should ban plastic straws for absolutely everyone. I think that it would be good in cutting back pollution, but I think that we should take small steps and start by banning them from, like, you know, fast food chains, restaurants, before we actually ban them from stores and for public use like that.
Okay, well, I think we should ban them, like, altogether and for everyone because they're causing a lot of problems. And we just need to try to get the earth back clean again and stop the epidemic that's causing.
Back to what Emily said, they are taking small steps. They're not banning it from every single place. They're banning it from some places, not all of them.
I think that we should ban plastic straws to some extent because some people need them, like if they're physically disabled, but they are still harming the environment. So we should start, like Emily said, with certain steps.
Okay, well, I think, yes, there's people that are disabled and like need plastic straws and everything, but banning them isn't banning straws altogether. It's just banning the material plastic. So you could still make them out of like bamboo or wood or glass or metal or something else like that.
I agree, but none of those have been as flexible as plastic straws have been. We need to find a better substitute than just those.
I think, you know, like the ones that, you know, McDonald's, the ones that you can actually bend are the ones that you should throw away, not the ones that you get, like, with your water bottle, those plastic straws. I think we should get those plastic straws because why would you want to throw one away that doesn't break easily?
I was going to suggest starting with recycling,
but plastic straws, they don't decompose or recycle. So basically, yeah, they just sit there and end up harming our environment.
I think that one kindness, though, is if we're banning, you know, one plastic utensil, then why shouldn't we ban other ones? Like, you know, plastic forks, plastic cups, you know, etc.
But that's the point. We're starting off with plastic straws to see how many people actually care about the issue and how far we're willing to go to fix it.
We're just taking like a small step into helping the environment, and then eventually it will like grow larger to where like we don't even think twice about this kind of stuff.
I think that like I'm totally on the side, but I think that one problem will be like, you know, how will people react to that? Like if we say, hey, you know, plastic straws, and there are some people who are like, you know, petty enough to get that angry and they're like, I want plastic straws.
Why would someone want it?
I know. All I'm saying is there are a lot of people who are just, you know, really petty and get angry over little things. So I just don't know how much, like, you know.
Well, when, like, researching this topic, it seemed to be a lot of people were thinking, like, oh, you get rid of plastic straws. Now I have this inconvenience of drinking out of a glass like a normal person. But I think that's probably why people are against it, because they're like, oh, well, we use plastic straws so often. But I think banning them would be helping. And if we don't ban them, then we're basically killing ourselves because we pollute the ocean and then we eat like fish and stuff. So then technically we're poisoning our bodies.
I think that would probably be. But the thing is, there is a lot of what ifs because we can't just, you know, we can't just say, oh, we're banning all plastic straws, because there has to be a lot of more specifications. Like, is it just going to be fast food? Is it going to be, you know, like, what if a fast food restaurant doesn't have any reusable straw anyway?
Well, I think we should take the step and just ban them everywhere for everyone, and then you can get a reusable straw and just like keep it with you when you go places. It's not that hard and to do.
Yes, but reusable straws, like, some of them could be really hard to like clean and stuff, and some people just don't have the opportunity to clean them every time they want to take a drink or something.
I think that would make some people upset. Like, what if you're, for example, let's say you're throwing a party or like having some sort of event and you go to the store and you're going to buy, you know, a plastic straw. Well, reusable straws are obviously, you know, a bit more expensive. Are you just going to buy a reusable straw for every single guest at that party or like wedding reception, etc.?
I think these are all just minor inconveniences, and if we were to take this step, it wouldn't matter. Like, these are just things that people are picking at just to have a debatable topic.
I think that just banning all straws for everyone, plastic straws, would cause a lot of, you know, problems or just ending conflict. And then, you know, it'll come with a lot of, like, what ifs or, like, you know, situations and scenarios. And then I feel like you'll be like, oh, wow, I didn't think of that, you know, because there's a lot of different problems that could cause. Like, for example, the wedding reception one I just said. I think we should start by just banning them from fast food restaurants and not from, like, convenience stores and stuff.
Okay, so the plastic straws right now are killing so many sea life. Now, when you get older and you decide to have children, would you like your grandchildren and children to know what a turtle is? Because as of right now, they're going to die and they'll have no idea, but just a book, just like it is with the dinosaurs.
And what are you planning on doing after you ban it from just the fast food places? They're still going to be there. People are still going to use them just as much as they did before.
Right. You need to take the big step. Otherwise, nothing's getting accomplished.
I think that we should take little steps and kind of work our way up to the big step instead of just banning them all at once.
I agree with both of you, like, a lot, because Emma has a really good point about the turtles dying, because plastic does kill people. We don't really ingest plastic unless, you know, like, we're little kids and we don't know what we're doing, but the fish, they have no idea what they're eating.
Right.
The turtles, none of the animals have no idea what they're eating. So they're going to take this plastic straw that's thrown in the ocean, they're going to eat that, and they're going to die, and then it's going to wash up on shore. Do you want your kid to see a dead fish and say, you killed it with the straw?
Okay, I think the part about, like, oh, do you want your grandchildren to know what turtles are, I don't think that's very valid, because straws make up, like, you know, 3% of recovered trash prevention statistics, and I think that it would take a lot more to prevent, you know, the death of turtles. We can't just ban straws and then say, oh, well, they're going to be fine now, you know, that problem is solved. It's only just a tiny improvement.
Yes, but that's the point. You're saying small steps, right? Well, eventually we're going to get to a point where we ban plastic straws. Then we're going to be able to expand onto other plastic things.
Like plastic bags.
I know. All I'm saying is I don't really see that argument as far as, you know, banning plastic straws. Like, oh, they're going to kill turtles. So, I don't know. I just think that, I don't think that we should ban them from convenience stores because, you know, like the wedding reception thing, like, reusable straws are more expensive. And I don't think that you should just have to buy a reusable straw for every single person that is going to be at, like, a large event. Because
okay.
That's a plastic straw.
What is everyone's final thoughts on the topic? Me, I still think we should ban them for everyone, everywhere, just to try to make things better.
I agree with Emma.
I think that we should ban them, but still have some exceptions because some people need them. But they do harm the environment, and I feel like this could be the first step to actually improving, like, everything in the world.
I think that we should start just by banning them from fast food restaurants and restaurants, but I don't think that we should ban them from, like, you know, shopping places.
We hope you enjoyed our episode with the Friendly Debaters.
We got most of our information from Business Insider, USA Today, and TheGuardian.com.
Ariana.